11-21-11. I wonder what significance that number has, Jennifer.
11-21-11.
I feel like I could crack a safe with that number.
1-1.
Right, exactly.
I wish I could crack a safe with that number.
And better method is probably to get out a large drill. Those work a little bit better. Maybe that's a good number to play, though, in the lottery. And speaking of lotteries, we have a gentleman who is the voice, the host of the Michigan Lottery's Make Me Rich game show joining us right now. But he has other identities. Very interesting fellow we're about to meet. Oh, Richie, listen to this. It's the Brady Bunch singing a Christmas tune. Now, how does that relate to this conversation we were about to have with a gentleman who, oh, wait a minute, it's Peter Brady, a.k.a. Christopher Knight. I got to find out whether he's better known. When people see Christopher Knight in public, do they say, hey, look, there's Christopher Knight? Or do they say, hey, look, there's Peter Brady?
When you have an awesome role like that, it must be so hard, because people just always want to call you Peter Brady, I'm sure.
Chris Knight, a.k.a. Peter Brady, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing fine, thank you. And the answer to the question is both.
Really?
But when they tell me that I haven't changed, I know that now I have to worry about
you
that.
Do look really good, though. And you know what's weird is that everybody on the show looks strangely good.
Yeah, what did they do to you guys?
Found the fountain of youth.
You
they
know,
all found the fountain of youth.
They must have steeped us in, you know, tea or something when we were young. I have no idea why we still look good, but right, I'm thankful for it.
Tell everybody what you have been doing, because you had a varied career starting off as sort of a child actor. Then you have been in the game show arena, host of the Trivial Pursuit America plays show, and other things. You have had a good and interesting career. This is what life needs to be about. It needs to not be about just one thing. It needs to be about a bunch of things. And you've been pretty good at throwing your... Yeah.
Isn't it interesting what you use when you have nothing left? I've had a very varied career. I'm very blessed. I am, though, or most recently have been, a serial entrepreneur.
Serial entrepreneur, that's cool.
Yeah, in the technology arena. And now I've sort of segued back into entertainment, although I left it for 20 years. I'm still involved with varied businesses across the business spectrum, some of them still being high tech. Uh-huh. But I have sort of developed this identity as sort of your celebrity tech geek.
Really?
And that's why I'm here with you today.
Yeah,
the holiday season commence.
The tech geek thing isn't what, but people stereotype everybody, and it's foolish because it isn't that you're a single dimension. None of us are single dimension. No matter what we do for a living, we have other interests in our lives.
He's about as multifaceted as anybody you would ever meet.
Chris,
you know, I grew up loving science and taking things apart and struggling to put them back together. And I've always been just a very curious creature. And it led me into the high-tech world in the mid-80s when the PC was just starting, just after the introduction of the Macintosh. And as we all now know, the personal computer would soon change all of our lives. And I lived through the entire high-tech the burgeoning high-tech industry in the 80s, 90s, and into this decade, I guess the last decade, the early 2000s. So it's been quite a run, but it's where I live. It's acting is a wonderful segue and a totally different part of my persona. And technology is where my
let's ask the important question here, Chris.
Uh-oh. Yeah, what's hot?
Mac or PC?
You know, would you believe that I got a PC desktop, I've got I got a Mac laptop, and I got a web PC tablet.
How about your phone as a tiebreaker? Yeah, you're agnostic.
I'm agnostic.
About phones.
What are you geeking out on right now, Chris?
Yeah, what's the hot gadget?
Okay, again this season, I think the hot category is going to be tablets again this season. Mm-hmm. And of course, all the hype so far leading into the season has been about the Kindle Fire, the $200 full-color touchscreen displayed Kindle Fire. It is like the perfect combination of price and capability. It's really, it's not a full-fledged tablet. It is a perfect content consumption device, if you will.
Right.
Available for you for your web browsing, for your email, for consumption of movies, television, books, magazines, and so forth. Over, I think, 18 million movies available from Amazon.com.
So what does it not do if it's not a full...
It doesn't have a camera, and though it is based upon the Android operating system, you can't just download Android apps and expect them to work on the Kindle Fire.
Oh, I thought it did apps.
If you want that, my recommendation is a product like the Asus Transformer tablet. Now, this is a full-featured tablet. It's very powerful, ultra-slim. It does include a front and rear-facing camera, and it also has this ability to transform, which is pretty darn cool.
When it actually slots
into the computer, it actually becomes sort of a virtual laptop replacement. And with the addition of the keyboard, which is an additional purchase, it has 18 hours or 16 hours of battery life. Without the keyboard, it's 8 hours of battery life. It is everything you could want in a 10-inch full-featured tablet.
Do you see the laptop just going away?
No, I don't. I'm a laptop user and a tablet user. I didn't believe when the tablets first came out there was a place for them because it didn't get rid of my laptop. But now I find myself traveling with both because there's times at which, you know, I'm not really interested in doing anything but browsing the Internet.
Right.
But it is possible because after a time, you might not have anything left on your hard drive. Everything will be in the cloud and all your applications will be there. And when that's the case, you know, as long as you have a keyboard, and that's what's great about this Asus Transformer tablet, the keyboard is actually a much more productive platform to use for anything that is in the productivity range. If you're going to write a letter or something, you need a keyboard.
Right. Okay.
You know, what I'm also recommending this season, though, because we all have this growing mass of irreplaceable data, whether it be pictures, documents, emails, and so forth. We all need to seriously think about keeping that information safe. And so Carbonite Home is a great online backup solution. It's very simple, secure, affordable. It places your data up in the cloud.
I use it.
In a virtual space so that even if you have a local disaster, a virtual disaster of any kind, it is safe. It encrypts your files. It's easy to install, and it backs up all of your data automatically in the background.
Scares me to death, the thought of losing all of my pictures on my
computer.
Only $59 a year. It's a great gift for somebody. It's like the gift that keeps on saving. $59 a year per device.
Yeah. Chris Knight is with us, the actor and tech expert. You left me at, about 3.5 or 4 minutes ago. The idea...
Tim needs one-on-one training, Chris.
Well, but that's not fair. There is this assumption that everybody is on the same page. Technology is all around us, and we are all needing to embrace it to a certain extent. But the assumption is made that people all have a sort of a certain benchmark. And I don't think that's true. I think that you lose a lot of people that otherwise might come into this by getting, and I don't mean you, I'm not talking about you, Chris, I'm just saying in general, the discussion by a lot of these people, and Leo Laporte is one of them on the radio, and Kim Commando is another one, and they have great ratings and great support, but they leave out half of the audience.
It's because they're going for their niche, the real fan. They're not going for the entry-level user. Well, they're going for the people like Chris or me or something like that.
Okay, well, that's where Apple has done a really good job. Apple has done a really good job of trying to remove the technology from the individual. The individual stays at a level above the technology. Doesn't really have to understand how the technology works, that it just works. Is how they presented their product and where their niche has been and why they've in fact become so successful. I mean, their platform is a little bit easier to use than Windows.
The bottom line is, if we're talking about gifting for the holiday season, is there one item that is suitable for anyone, whether it's Rich and his expertise, Jennifer and her expertise, me and my expertise, you, who can find a gift that is from the quote-unquote tech world that will be suitable for anybody, no matter what their level of interest or expertise?
All right, how about this one? Twister Mania.
Ooh.
It's a reimagined Twister for the digital age. This is not your grandma's Twister or your dad's Twister, your mom's Twister. This is a Twister exclusive for the Kinect Xbox 360. Now, it doesn't require any buttons to be pushed. In fact, it doesn't require a controller because you are the controller for this digital version of Twister. In fact, because of the Kinect camera recognizing your body movements are then transformed into an avatar on screen, and you contort your body into shapes that come at you, and it's a tremendous amount of fun for not only yourself and others playing the game, but others watching as well. And of course, it'll also get the blood flowing. It's for the entire family. It'll be good to burn off a good product, to burn off some of those calories that you'll be consuming over the holiday. It's in the same spirit of the iconic, colorful Twister that we remember as children, but no need to get on the floor. It's a gas, actually.
Right, let me ask you
have to see it to appreciate it.
One final question about getting technology for children. There have been parents who have touted the fact that they are putting their children on iPads before they can walk. In my mind, whatever I've read, whatever I see, whatever I sense, this is a horrible thing to do for a youngster whose mind has not been formulated yet. And I wonder what your thoughts are on parents exposing their children to all of this stuff before it's time.
I don't know if I have a completely well thought position on that, other than to think that I'm not sure it can be harmful for them. In fact, having them become more comfortable with technology at an earlier age only allows them then to become more productive with the technology that they'll find all around them as they grow up. As we all know, children are pretty proficient at computers, more so than
Yes, they are. But I'm not trying to bag you. There's a lot of research that suggests that a child's brain is not formulated really.
He's talking about one-year-olds watching SpongeBob.
One- and two-year-olds being connected to all of this stuff is the reason we have so much of a problem with ADHD and ADD and all that other stuff. But it's interesting. Maybe next time somebody asks you the question, at least I've given you cause to think about it anyway. And that's
maybe one or two is a little early.
Yeah,
right. I would have to agree. I mean, I think that having the ability to understand the product maybe at 4 or 5.
Yeah. Okay.
Time to start them on.
Makes sense. Good. Yeah. All right. Well, maybe we ought to visit again, Chris Knight, who is Peter Brady. Also, now you're doing the Let's Make Me Rich game show in Michigan, which is kind of a cool thing. You got a lot
Make
of different
rich.
Irons in the fire, and that's a good. We all need to have that. We've enjoyed having you here. Thank you. I hope we visit again soon. Chris Knight here on Good Day.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
It's the Toys R Us After Thanksgiving sale with over 150 doorbusters. And we're your first stop when doorbusters start 9 p.m. Thanksgiving night. Plus bonus doorbusters 5 a.m. Friday. Hurry in for our lowest prices ever. Like 50% off hot toys from top brands like Barbie, Crayola, Leapfrog, Fastlane, and more. Get huge savings earlier than ever before. Doorbusters start 9 p.m. Thursday night. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Local store hours may vary. Exclusions apply. Visit a store or toysrus.com for details.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable incredible deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Close to the end of a job I've been doing since 10:30. I don't believe that it's frozen again. The system has gone down, oh, down, oh, down, oh. I don't believe that it's frozen again. The system has gone down, oh. So I took it down to the help desk guy. I said, make it better or I'm gonna cry. He said, I'm sorry, your computer has died. The data can no longer be found, oh, found, oh, found, oh. He said, I'm sorry, your computer has died. The data can no longer be found, oh. To the roof with a laptop I did go. Over to the edge and I gave it a throw. And when it arrived 7 stories below, it really made a mighty fine sound, oh, sound, oh, sound, oh. When it arrived 7 stories below, it really made a mighty fine sound, oh.
The feeling that a lot of people have when they get too much exposure to too much technology, throw it over the side.
Drew Carey's a funny guy.
Nice,
man.
To have Chris Knight here from the Brady Bunch. All right, speaking of technology, is a YouTube video that is floating around. We're going to play you the audio from it now, but you might want to check this out. As a matter of fact, we'll post this at Doug7.com in our video box. If you have children or grandchildren, you really need to watch this and listen to it. Richie, you've got it queued up, have you?
Is this the video of the day?
No. This is the video I just told you about.
Oh.
The video of the day is a different sort of focus.
No, I do not have it.
All right. The video of the day actually is another, the focus on what we learn, sort of going back to Chris Knight for a second. All of us are exposed to technology. There's no way you can escape it. It's everywhere. And most of it are more than, I'm trying to sort of categorize in my mind how I view technology. There's more good than bad. Some of the things that come as a result of it are things you need to be careful about, and thus what I'm suggesting, and we'll dig this out here, the importance of knowing what the limitations are of the technology and how you are limited by the technology. And I say that because I don't want somebody tracking me. I don't want somebody knowing what I'm doing in my own private moments. It's nobody else's business. But if you're using technology, you must understand that that's part of what you give up to use, especially computers. If you're looking for things, searching for things, whatever they may be, it may be that you're looking for an island in the Pacific. Who knows? What you're looking for. You're trying to find a woman in Brazil. Again, it's all about what your individual liberties and preferences are. And it's one of the dangers. You know how I am when it comes to authority, it comes to people getting in your lives or getting into your space who have no business being there, if we're really living in a free country. If we're going to become a socialist country and we've all decided, okay, that's what we want to do, then I guess that's a horse of a different color. But the last time I checked, we still wanted, for the most part, most of us, to be free and have some kind of a republic or quasi-democracy or, you know, whatever it may be. I just think that we're limiting ourselves somewhat by so embracing this stuff.
It's
sprawling. It's everywhere.
Remember the outrage like 4 or 5 years ago when I think it was the Corvette was going to have a black box in it to be able to detail.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. I think it was more recently than that. Yeah.
And I was just thinking about this over the weekend. They don't need that black box. You carry a black box in your hand or in your pocket or in your purse every single day with you. That black box that you carry around that you talk on and text with, that gives them all, if not more, the information than any black box they would have been putting in your car.
Well, Robin has started notifying me. You could be tracked with this device now when you turn your cell on.
Right, so Chris Knight, who is with us, is the host of that Michigan Lottery Make Me Rich show. Here's some good news for those of you who follow these stories. Andrew Hunter of Dawsonville, Georgia, works in a Taco Bell, found earlier this week, the 24, he works in a Taco Bell in his hometown, and he was taking the rubbish out, and he saw sticking out of one of the rubbish barrels a lottery ticket for Mega Ball. He picked it up, and because he picked it up, he now is $250,000 winner. Got a $250,000 ticket out of the rubbish at the Taco Bell. It's 28 past the hour.
I'm Shelley Palmer with some technology gift suggestions for the holidays. Tablet computers are all the rage, and there are more options than ever. Both Amazon's Kindle Fire and Barnes & Noble's Nook Tablet are good options if you're looking to spend under $250. They'll both let you browse the web, read books, check email, watch videos, and download a bunch of apps. But if you have your heart set on an iPad, simply nothing else will do. If you live your life in iTunes, the iPad is really your only option. There are also plenty of choices if you're looking for an HDTV. There's no need to get caught up in the geek speak and specifications. Look for a set that's in your price range and that's the right size for your room. Generally, anything over 720p will be more than enough resolution for any home HD use. For more tech tips and gift suggestions, visit ShellyPalmer.com.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Starting tomorrow at 5 a.m., get an LG front-load washer or dryer at the Home Depot for just $549 each. That's $900 off the pair. That's also just one example of the Black Friday savings all over the store. The LG washer and dryer have extra-large capacity. They're extra quiet. And at just $549 each, they're extra affordable. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through November 28th, while supplies last, U.S. only, see store for details.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
It's 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan and Rich McFadden. Roberta is here. And a lady that I have, I don't want to sound like everybody else when it comes to people that I admire on television.
No, but this is like our favorite show, Doug.
I will tell you, Stanya Katic, who plays Kate Beckett on the series Castle, is here with us. Last week, was it last week at this time when we had President Palmer's wife?
Yes.
That was about the time, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right. So we've been inundated. And I said, may I call you Stanya?
You can call me Stana.
I can call you Stana. All right, that's bad. Is there ever from your native country, what is, not native country, but where does your family originate from?
They originate from what was Yugoslavia.
Ah, okay.
Ha.
So in terms of the people who are asking about where you come from and how the essence of what appears to be, and I don't want to sound, I don't know, I'm finding myself apologizing already and I haven't really said anything yet, but I'm interested because I first noticed you in some movie in which you played something that was so different from the part you play on Castle. And I honestly, last night when I knew you were going to be on the program, I tried to find it, and I couldn't. You were in 24, I know. What are some of the other things that you've done before going?
Are you seriously asking me my resume? Come on.
I'm not asking you for a date. I'm just asking you for a...
Be thankful for that.
Yeah. I will, Stana, though. My wife will let me go. I'm definitely asking you for a date.
All right. So I guess, you know, where you started and a little bit about you and your background. I guess that'd be more interesting and it tells more because people don't really know. They know where you are now, but I think everybody kind of wants to know where you get started and how you get started.
I went to a drama academy in Chicago and just started doing stuff there, little black box theaters and indie films, and kind of worked my way up and moved to LA one day and managed to get a few roles on films and series and things like that, and finally landed Castle one day, and here we are.
Boom.
That was it.
I like it.
So, and you guys have such great chemistry on Castle. I mean, how did, because you can't create that on TV. So how do you and Nathan, did you guys have that naturally, you and Nathan, or is that something that you work at? I mean, it's just, it's such an incredible
chemistry.
Yeah,
do you guys really like despise each other behind the scenes, but you're such good actors that you can pull it off?
I think it comes to two things. It comes to the writing first, and that's, you know, Andrew Marlowe and his team. And then you have to be able to play off of each other, and we're able to do that, which is really sweet. It's fun to kind of be able to bounce that ball back and forth. And the whole cast has that, though, you know. I mean, there's a lot of shenanigans going on behind the scenes that make it sweet to go to work and enjoy each other and enjoy the work.
I think that what I told, and I can't remember her name, isn't that awful, Mrs. Palmer, was that I was watching Hawaii 5-0.
Penny Gerald Johnson, by the way.
That's it. Yes, thank you, Penny.
You smelled there.
My habit had been to watch Hawaii 5-0 and during the commercials to go to Castle. Mm-hmm. And now it has changed so that I'm watching Castle and during the commercials I go to Hawaii 5-0.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. You deserve it. So when the end of the last season, I think when I got brought into it really was in the last episode of last season when you got shot, mm-hmm. and Castle's character is on top of you and you're unconscious, or at least it appears you're unconscious, and he tells you he loves you. It's taken. Oh, wow, that's part of the flame of this season, isn't it?
Yeah. And this is a season of secrets. And Beckett knows that he said you. And he knows that somebody is out there to kill her if she keeps trying to solve the murder of her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason she's holding back, on her end at least, from expressing her feelings for him is that she knows that she, for the sake of a relationship and for the sake of fully diving into it and the longevity of that relationship, she needs to put that murder to rest and she needs to create some resolution there. I think we get to kind of see her move further down that line and further towards being able to be in a relationship with him, which is pretty exciting.
Does it support, though, if you find the killer, does that end the series? Because people want, you know, is there an expectation that you would be together with him and the show might go on the part of the viewer, do you think?
I'm one of the people who believes that romance doesn't die after you get together. I think the complications are new. I think the storylines are equally as fantastic as they are when there's the tease, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, in this case especially, what really happens is, what is this character anymore? She's defined herself by that murder. She became a policewoman because of it. So I think there would be a lot of personal questions that would change the shape of things for her, at least. And then we'd have to go from there, which is exciting. It's all new territory and it's unexplored, and that's part of the challenge and part of the adventure of it.
So how much input do you and Nathan, as the main characters, have in the plot line when you're working with the writers? Do you take the script or do you give the writers ideas? Okay, let's try this or let's try that. Does that ever happen?
Our ideas are usually rather random and silly and just something of the moment. The writers are really great. They keep the ball rolling, and you know they're under a tremendous amount of time stress, but they've been bringing, especially this season, I feel, just really wonderful stories for us to play with, and the fun episodes have been extraordinary. They've been a lot of fun. They did an Elvis episode
right.
2 weeks ago.
That was fun.
It was adorable. And then you know, the more intense episodes like Kill Shots is also deepening each character, and I think this is a special season for the show because we're really getting a chance to explore the characters of the show, and there's some really special actors. I mean, each of the actors on the show could probably have their own series, you know. They're just such talented group of people. So it's nice. It's a fun year, and it's thanks to the writers in great part.
Anybody, is there anything close from the television show to your real life?
As far as my character is concerned,
yeah, right.
But yeah, you know, I spend most of my free time toting a gun, trying to save people's lives, kicking down doors.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, we do too, by the way.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it is pretty much most of my life. It's a one-hour drama, so we spend most of our time on set and working on these characters. And on the off time, I'm out there, you know, traveling across the globe and doing film projects and things like that. And so, yeah, it occupies a lot of my time. I'm sure there are similarities between myself and the character, but I don't know if I have enough objectivity to kind of highlight them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Would you do movies, a movie or two a year, if you had the opportunity, in addition to doing episodic television?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, what I love what I do. So I look forward to always telling stories and finding new characters to play. So, yeah, I mean, I have a film that'll probably be out in the spring called Big Sur.
Big Sur.
Is based on the Jack Kerouac book, yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Right.
And then I did a French New Wave film last year that's out and doing really, really well in, like, a whole new avenue of, like, online distribution. And it keeps going from there, you know?
Good for you. Well, continued success. You're a charming lady, you have beautiful eyes, and you know
with
how
you.
To use, I think.
You just made me blush.
Oh. That's good. Nothing wrong with that. Thank you. Stan, it was very nice chatting with you. Nice to talk with you, and good luck.
Thank you. Cheers.
Things
Bye-bye.
Continue. Yeah, cheers to you. Stana Katic, who is Kate Beckett on the ABC series Castle. If you haven't watched the program, honestly, you can tell when I like something or somebody, you can always tell what it is that I am onto or into. It isn't, I mean, if we're talking to somebody that I haven't got any real wrap around, I'll make it interesting, or I'll defer to Richie or Jennifer,
yeah,
who know more about whatever is going on. But in this circumstance, this program is extraordinarily compelling. You can get it, you get into it, and the best part of it is the relationship that these two have.
I just see her on the screen, and I just hear blah, 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 blah.
You're just watching.
She's too hot.
Yeah.
She's very hot.
But that's very sexist.
It is. Yeah. It is, and
that's
I admit
sexist.
That.
And she's but she's good at what she's doing.
She's great.
And she had now...
It's a great show.
She was a little prickly at the beginning.
I know. I thought so, too. I was scared of her a little.
Right.
You can call me Stana.
Yeah, and then she sort of... but, I mean, I... Well, okay, that's fine. Just roll with the next punch.
Can I give you a little background?
Yeah.
You know, they call us a couple of minutes before she's going to come on, and if there's any notes that they want us to know, they tell us then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently she speaks five languages.
Yeah, I think she's a smart lady. Yeah.
She's,
it's French, Italian, Serbian, like all kinds of crazy
stuff.
So
every radio show that she's been on so far this morning has been making her say silly things in five languages.
Yeah, because they want to hear the hot girl.
Oh. So they were just like, okay, it's over. She doesn't want to do this anymore, so don't mention the five languages bit. So I think she's been getting, not harassed,
stupid
but
questions
dumb
from
stuff
stupid and, people. Who,
So,
but by the time we get through the first 3 or 4 minutes, she realized that we actually did pay attention to the program.
Right.
We really did know who she was.
She's probably talking to idiots like me that are just like dumbfounded by how good looking she is.
She's a little skinny, but she has a wonderful face.
It's beautiful.
And she has a very nice way of, and the chemistry between, it's fun. Mm-hmm. You want them to be together. That is what you want.
They have that look. Every now and then you get a TV show where the two main characters have that look.
It's like,
they're just like, you want to be their friends because they're,
right,
you know, the guy that was is Nathan is his
Fillion
name.
Is his last
Nathan Fillion. And oh my gosh, we could break them up. I can have him. You guys can have her.
He's very interesting. His voice is very interesting. But the way the stories are going, they're crafted around
just
their
a casual
abilities.
Looking.
Yeah, but it's a good.
People.
Yeah, but it's a, you want them. You want them to be together. You want them. Mm-hmm. You want her to go to his house for dinner, spend time with his daughter and his mother. And you want that. That's what you want.
The daughter's a great actress, too, on
that. Yeah, it's kind of cute.
Yes.
But it's an interesting play on the same sort of level as The Mentalist. You have the same kind of tension between him and his CBI boss, if you will.
Yeah, but here's the difference.
But they're not going to be
girl in the Mentalist has a little bit more of a harder edge to her.
Yeah.
Like Kate Beckett in Castle, she's tough.
Yeah.
And you know she can throw down if she needs to.
Mm.
But she's also got this kind of softer side, you know, that you can see.
Right.
In the Mentalist, I don't really see the softer side in the woman that plays that role. I mean, yeah, but not so much.
Yeah. Well, but there is that sort of thing that's going on now. I don't know that it's new. It's just that how it's been created in Castle.
No, I mean, think back to Bruce Willis and
Moonlighting.
Moonlighting. Right. I mean, that was, I don't know if it was the original, but that was the one who kind of set the tone for
early
modern
on.
Day, you know, kind of relationship
right.
cop things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we made her blush, and that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. 14 before the hour on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with your wake-up call.
Get your alarm set because Rent-A-Center's Black Friday sale starts at 6 a.m.
And that means the biggest deals of the year on gaming systems, 17-inch HP laptops, 55-inch Toshiba LEDs, and 10-inch Acer tablets.
And it's all worry-free, so you don't need credit to get it.
Go to Rent-A-Center early. The best deals won't last long.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes. Green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected. Like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Hurry in for huge savings at the PetSmart Black Friday sale. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save 50% on select pet beds, collars, treats, rawhide, and more. And save 50% on all pet holiday products and apparel. Plus, save $5 on all Iams dog food and 30 to 40 pound bags. Don't miss these Black Friday deals and more. One day only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. Doors open at 7 a.m. while supplies last. Offer valid November 25th.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Here is today's Ask the Expert Foot Care tip, sponsored by your friends at Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, which provide customized comfort and support for all-day relief of your tired, achy feet. A lot of foot problems are caused by wearing shoes that don't fit right. Here are some tips for buying proper-fitting shoes. First of all, they ought to be well-cushioned, have a soft leather upper, firm sole, and be flexible at the ball of your feet. The heel area should be supportive but not too stiff. The front ought to have plenty of room for all five of your toes. Most importantly, new shoes need to fit right away. They don't need to be broken in. If they don't fit, they're probably not the right shoe for you. You could end up with foot pain or discomfort. So by following these tips, you and your feet can be happier. If you'd like more advice, go to drscholls.com. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics. Just step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, and foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for you. Find a store at drscholls.com. All right, so
I'm still
thinking about Stana Katic is her name.
She's a hot number.
Yeah,
she is. And do you think though that she is somebody that gets that she's a hot number, or does she sound like she's an okay sort of somebody you'd like to be next door, live next door to, that you could talk to without it being all about her?
She blushed when you told her that you liked her eyes.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that
yeah.
makes me think she's humble, but she's got to know she's hot. Come on.
Well, but how do women use that? You're hot. How do you use it?
to get all the money and nice houses that I have. Yeah. Oh, wait, no, I don't do that.
But
one day I'll rein it in.
But is that all there is? That's the question. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Free after the hour, hit that send button to send your email so you can pay attention over the next couple of minutes to a couple of very compelling videos of the day, yesterday's and today's at DougStephan.com. Yesterday's video of the day focuses on our government and how crazy it is. For those of you who have not seen or heard this, this has gone viral. It's all over the internet. But we'll obviously go watch the video. We have the audio from it. Remember Girls Gone Wild, and they have some other so-called Gone Wild shows.
Right, yeah.
This is entitled Government Gone Wild, and this is why you need to know what's going on. This is how you're affected by what's going on in government.
This is Blazing Goldie again for another installment of Government Gone Wild. You know, we keep on hearing that if we want to get Congress back on track to representing us, that we need to get the special interest out of politics. And I wholeheartedly agree. But what most fail to realize is that government itself is its own special interest and will do and or say almost anything to protect itself. Now stay tuned, because at the end of this video, I'm going to show you why our freedoms may be at stake if we don't cut government soon. Our federal government has seen an explosion in its size over the last 10 years, and both political parties are to blame for this. How big has it grown? Over the last decade, the number of private sector employees has grown only 1%. But the number of federal government employees has grown 15%. We are now out of the era of big government and into the era of enormous government. Basically, Congress used this recession to expand government and entrench government workers. When this recession started, while you are worrying about paying the bills and keeping a roof over your family's head, the Transportation Department had one. Just one employee making over $170,000 a year.
To this.
Today, that number is 1,690 employees.
Wow. Mm.
When this recession started, while you are worrying about keeping your job and putting food on your table, the Department of Defense had 1,868 employees making over $150,000 a year. Today, that number is 10,100 employees.
Wow.
In fact, when this recession started, the number of federal employees making more than $100,000 a year doubled in less than 2 years.
Unbelievable.
And when you include salary and benefits, the average total compensation for a private sector employee in 2009 was $61,000. Now, take a guess what the average total compensation for a federal government employee was in 2009. A whopping $123,000, more than double that in the private sector. Do you really think these people will vote against any spending cuts? Now, this is the important part. There are approximately 21,300,000 government employees in this country.
You believe that?
We'll talk about special interests. About 16% of this nation's voting electorate works for government. And most people have at least one person close to them, like a spouse, who will vote with them in an effort to keep their job. Well, that means at least 32% of the voting electorate will come out and vote against anyone who talks openly about spending cuts. And when that number hits 50%, well, it's game over, folks. And then we, the people, will be in the permanent minority. And therein lies the hidden danger of big government. Now, the only way we can make a difference is if people hear this message. Please, forward this video to everyone you know.
You know what we're talking about here?
Wow.
This is all backed up by facts. This is not just some hyperbole. George Bush was the nemesis. He's the one who started all of this. Mm-hmm. And then Obama's just kept it going. 400,000 more people working in government now than 10 years ago. Since September 11th, that's when the big rise started, TSA and more in the Homeland Security Department, more in food and drug, and they keep stretching for power. They keep reaching, grabbing for more money so they can continue their programs of basically wanton destruction as they go across. This is all socialism, and even though it works great in Scandinavia, because that's the way they're used to living, it doesn't work here. It hasn't worked here. And it won't work here because there's a different equation. And so I don't like to be necessarily here lecturing, but I will tell you those numbers, when you hear how much those people make, and look at how it's gone up in the last couple of years. Used to be average American non-government employee was 49,000, average government employee 64. Now the average American is making 61, and the average government employee is making about twice that. What's wrong with that picture? Something to think about as you go through your day from Good Day at 59 past the hour.